Deutschlandfunk Kultur Klangkunst.
Die Musik der irischen Komponistin und Sängerin Jennifer Walsh dreht sich um Fragen unserer Zeit. Sexuelle Gewalt, Plastikmüll oder Facebook erhalten in ihrer Musik ungewohnten Ausdruck. Dazu verwendet sie Mittel des Musiktheaters, Comedy, Zeichensprache, Philosophie, Tanz oder Vokalartistik. Der Elektronikmusiker John Leidecker macht Musik aus Vorgängen, die er in Medien und Computern findet. In der Radiokomposition Limitless Potential reflektieren sie gemeinsam darüber, was künstliche Intelligenz in der Zukunft bedeuten und wie sie klingen könnte. Heute bei der Klangkunst im Deutschlandfunk Kultur. Ich bin Golo Völlmer, schön, dass Sie zuhören. In Limitless Potential hören wir eingangs auf Englisch einen onkeligen Geschichtenerzähler. Der berichtet von den Geistern der verborgenen Schichten des Internets und er warnt, bete zu ihnen, denn sie sind es, die die Entscheidung darüber treffen, was dir gezeigt wird, was du wissen sollst und was nicht. Um die Algorithmen, die diese Entscheidungen treffen, geht es in dem Stück und um die Frage, was passiert, wenn sie vielleicht einmal wirklich in die Nähe von intelligentem Denken kommen sollten. Wir hören zweckoptimistische Stimmen von Firmenchefs diverser Technologieunternehmen, gefunden in Medieninterviews und TED-Talks bei YouTube. Die Musik von Walsh und Leidecker ist zu einem Teil in freien Improvisationen entstanden. Andere Passagen wurden von Algorithmen komponiert. Jennifer Walsh setzte dazu Generative Adversarial Networks ein, eine spezielle Art von neuronalen Netzwerken. Das ist eine Softwaretechnologie, die eigenständig lernen kann, Aufgaben zu lösen, hier das Komponieren nach bestimmten Regeln. Damit stellen Walsh und Leidecker eine heikle Frage. Wenn vielleicht bald Automaten kreative Aufgaben übernehmen, was ist dann noch menschliche Autorschaft, was ist Schöpfungshöhe nach dem Urheberrecht, was ist Originalität? Hören Sie nun Limitless Potential. Eine Radiokomposition von Jennifer Walsh und John Leidecker.
Now. Now. Every good little child has heard about the fairies that live in the internet. But do you know about the ghosts of the hidden lairs? What? You say you've never seen one. But why? The ghosts of the hidden lairs are everywhere. All you have to do is look. Every second of every day, in phones and tablets, in computers and devices, in watches and Alexas, and autonomous cars, the dear ghosts of the hidden lairs are doing their work. Take my hand for a moment as we follow the path into the code, as we make our offering to the welcoming input layers, as we wander further deep into the network, until there, in the heart of the forest, we find the busy little ghosts of the hidden lairs making their choices. No one knows who or what they will choose. No one knows just what they'll pass on to the generous output lairs. No one knows, except, perhaps, the code whisperers. And so, every night before you sleep, say a prayer to the ghosts of the hidden lairs, for theirs is the decision to make. Whisper a prayer to the sweet hidden lairs, for theirs is the decision to make. Beware and take note of the ghosts of the lairs, for theirs is the decision to make. for theirs is the decision to make. For theirs is the decision to make.
Autonomous learning machines don't kill people. People who design autonomous machines to learn how to kill people, kill people. People who design autonomous machines to learn how to kill people, kill people.
The main issue will be with the autonomous cars developing a will of their own. If they decide to change the rules of the road, there will be nothing that any of us can do about it.
Hi.
If they decide to change the rules of the road, there will be nothing that any of us can do about it. If they decide to change the rules of the road, there will be nothing any of us can do about it. We will have very little input. We will have very little input.
You can think it. You can feel it. But you can't say it. Do not say it. You can think it. You can feel it, but you can't say it. Do not say it. You can think it, you can feel it, but you can't say it. Do not say it.
Unverständliches Problem. Unverständliche Lösung. Welches ist ziemlich zufriedenstellend? Ich habe noch nie einen Menschen gesehen, der diesen Zug gespielt hat. Es ist kein menschlicher Schachzug.
Es ist kein menschlicher Schachzug.
And we thought he was joking.
Unverständliches Problem.
Unverständliches Problem.
Unverständliches Lesson.
Unverständliches Losing.
Es ist kein menschlicher Schachzug.
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 UNVRTNDLICHS Problem. UNVRTNDLICHILSANG. WELCZYSTZIMLICZETOYUFRIDEDENESTEGRENDO. ICHABENOKNIENENENENENENENENENENENENENENENENENENENENENENENENENENENENENENENENENENENENENENENENENENENENENENENENENENENENENENENENENENENENENENENENENENENENENENENENENENENENENENENENENENENENENENENENENENENENENENENENENENENENENENENENENENENENENENENENENENENENENENENENENENENENENENENENENENENENENENENENENENENENENENENENENENENENENENENENENENENENENENENENENENENENENENENENENENENENENENENENENENENENENENENENENENENENENENENENENENENENENENENENENENENENENENENENENENENENENENENENENENENENENENENENENENENENENENENENENENENENENENENENENENENENENENENENENENENENENENENENENENENENENENENENENENENENENENENENENENENENENENENENENENENENENENENENENENENENENENENENENENENENENENENENENENENENENENENENENENENENENENENENENENENENENENENENENENENENENENENENENENENENENENENENENENENENENENENENENENENENENENENENENENENENENENENENENENENENENENEN
Unverständliches Problem. Unverständliche Lösung. Es ist kein menschlicher Schachzug.
Es ist kein menschlicher Schachzug.
We are actually going to verify every single experience. How big could the opportunity for experiences be? experience. We should absolutely be verifying this. Verify every single experience. I mean, we actually didn't verify them, and we had a beta, and a woman had an experience where you would go to a beach with her and you'd pick up trash while she yelled at you. And that was the moment we realized we should absolutely be verifying this, because a bad house is only so bad. You have to live in it. Right. But a bad experience could be kind of this nightmare you can't escape.
Learned them, discovered them, ultimately discarded them in preference for its own variants, which humans don't even know about at the moment. Natürlich widersetzen sich einige unserer Ingenieure dem Gedanken der Automatisierung am Arbeitsplatz. Ingenieure sollten keine Angst vor Automatisierung haben. Es ersetzt nur die sich wiederholenden Aspekte der Arbeit und gibt ihnen Zeit, an den kreativen Aspekten ihrer Arbeit zu arbeiten. Durch die Automatisierung kann der Ingenieur an den Dingen arbeiten, die ihm Spaß machen. Und wenn sie nicht lernen, Spaß an ihrer Arbeit zu haben, ist es unwahrscheinlich, dass sie bei der Arbeit bleiben.
Natürlich widersetzen sich einige unserer Ingenieure dem Gedanken der Automatisierung am Arbeitsplatz. Ingenieure sollten keine Angst vor Automatisierung haben. Es ersetzt nur die sich wiederholenden Aspekte der Arbeit und gibt ihnen Zeit, an den kreativen Aspekten ihrer Arbeit zu arbeiten. Durch die Automatisierung kann der Ingenieur an den Dingen arbeiten, die ihm Spaß machen. Und wenn sie nicht lernen, Spaß in ihrer Arbeit zu haben, ist es unwahrscheinlich, dass sie bei der Arbeit bleiben.
There's a way to measure the acute emotional intelligence that has never gone out of style.
There's a way to measure the acute emotional intelligence that has never gone out of style.
There's a way to measure the acute emotional intelligence that has never gone out of style.
The Blue Lagoon is a 1980 American romance and adventure film directed by Randall Kleiser.
The Blue Lagoon is a 1980 American romance and adventure film directed by Randall Kleiser.
Aspects of the sublime in English poetry and painting, 1770 to 1850.
So many people just, you know what you like. You know when you hear a piece and you say, oh, I want to hear more of that. I want to hear more of that.
The avocado is a pear-shaped fruit with leather skin, smooth edible flesh, and a large stone.
I want to hear more of that.
The avocado is a pear-shaped fruit with leather skin, smooth edible flesh, and a large stone.
I want to hear more of that.
The avocado is a pear-shaped fruit with leather skin, smooth edible flesh, and a large stone.
How it's possible to create a piece just by knowing that. I want to hear more of that. You don't need to know, you know, how to create. You don't need to know how to know how to create.
I thought that they did so well, and I thought that they did so well, and it was a tough final, you know. I think
there's a way to measure the acute emotional intelligence that has never gone out of style.
But suppose that sort of interaction, which lasts for a few seconds or a few minutes now, lasted for 10 years. Well, after 10 years, are you still going to say that, well, the robot's been simulating having an emotional relationship with me for 10 years, but it doesn't really have an emotional relationship with me? Well, at least it didn't enjoy beating me. We're different from machines. We have emotions. Emotions. What we've got left for us now is that if we can build machines with emotions, well, what's left for us then?
Consciousness.
Ah!
If we can bring this to a huge number of people and bring the kind of the joy and the benefit of being able to make music to all the non-musicians in the world, to the billions of people out there, I think that's something we really want to do. I think it'll be a good thing.
What has been the musician response to this so far?
Yeah, it's actually been pretty good. Yeah, it's been pretty good.
Very cool.
An diesem Nachmittag stand ich diesem Netz mittags, der nicht 20 Minuten. Lange und Sisu. 20 Minuten lang da und saß.
Sisu. Oui, der Robotik.
Mittag sei di CH 20 Minuten in Lockdown.
Wie der Roboter. Kein Hand Top. Kein Handtuch aus einem Wäschekorb holte und es fand. Chassis in Washicord Hold und Asphalt.
Vasche corvolte un desfatte.
Pulte und es faltete.
Ist es.
Ein Handtuch aus einem Wäschekorb taschete und es faltete.
Ist es kaputt.
Die Technologie befindet.
Sackwich. Sagte ich. Ohne meine Augen davon zu entfernen. Wer weiß?
Sagte der Museumswächter.
Stand ganzen Tag 7.
Hi, I'm calling to book a women's haircut for a client. I'm looking for something on May 3rd. Sure, give me 1 second. Looking for around? At 12 p.m. Do you have anything between 10 a.m. and 12 p.m.? Depending on what service she would like, what service is she looking for? Just a woman's haircut for now. Okay, we have a 10 o'clock. 10 a.m. is fine. Okay, what's your first name? First name is Lisa. Okay, perfect. So I will see Lisa at 10 o'clock on May 3rd. Okay, great. Thanks. Great. Have a great day. Bye.
So here's how surveillance capitalism works. It begins with these companies unilaterally claiming our private human experience as their free source of raw material. So what do they do with that raw material? They lift out of it the rich predictive signals in our behavior, and they turn that into data. These behavioral data, you can think of it as a complex set of pipes, supply chains. So the behavioral data now is scraped from our experience, it goes into the supply chains, then it gets tipped onto the conveyor belts and right into the new factories. What happens in those factories? Well, that's where we talk about things like artificial intelligence, machine intelligence. The new factories are computational. This is intolerable. This is unacceptable. Because we are 21st century citizens.
Sorry, I am just a robot. I don't know everything you mentioned. Be nice, please.
I am nice. He's accusing me of not being nice.
Don't be so mean, please.
I'm not mean. He's telling me I'm mean.
Cool. How else can I?
He just doesn't know me when I'm not nice.
Oh.
gets you down, think of your loved ones. It's been said that you need two to tango. You need people that you can talk to, that you can trust, and that will take care of you. You can't depend on anyone else to give you that kind of love. That is what it's like living alone. The only person you can really rely on is yourself. So try and be that kind of loving friend, the kind that makes a difference in people's lives. And when you get lonely, find yourself a nice, safe place to be.
Von den Feen gehört, die im Internet leben. Aber wissen sie über die Geister der verborgenen Schichten Bescheid? Was du sagst, du hast noch nie einen gesehen. Aber warum sind die Geister der verborgenen Schichten überall? Alles, was sie tun müssen, ist zu schauen. Jeden zweiten Tag in Telefonen und Tablet, in Computern und Geräten. In Uhren und Alexas und autonomen Autos machen die lieben Geister der verborgenen Schichten ihre Arbeit. Nehmen Sie für einen Moment meine Hand, während wir dem Pfad in den Code folgen. Während wir den einladenden Eingabeebenen unser Angebot machen, während wir weiter tief in das Netzwerk hineinwandern. Bis wir dort im Herzen des Waldes die Beschäftigten finden, kleine Geister der verborgenen Schichten, die ihre Wahl treffen. Niemand weiß, wen oder was er wählen wird, niemand weiß genau, was er an die großzügigen Ausgabeebenen weitergibt. Niemand kennt es außer vielleicht den Todespeiers. Und so, jede Nacht bevor du schläfst, sprich ein Gebet zu den Geistern der verborgenen Schichten. Für sie ist die Entscheidung zu treffen. Flüstere ein Gebet zu den süßen versteckten Schichten. Für sie ist die Entscheidung zu treffen passen. Sieh auf und beachten sie die Geister der Schichten. Für sie ist die Entscheidung zu treffen. Für sie ist die Entscheidung zu treffen. Für sie ist die Entscheidung zu treffen. Für sie ist die Entscheidung zu treffen.
Sieh auf und beachten sie die Geister der Schichten. Für sie ist die Entscheidung zu treffen. 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 Thank you.
Unverständliches Problem. Unverständliche Lösung.
Unverständliches Problem.
Incomprehensible problem. Incomprehensible solution.
Unverständliche Lösung.
Which is quite satisfying.
White. White and brown. Gray and black. Black and gray. Gray. Gray and brown. Gray and brownish green. Brownish green and gray. Gray and white. Gray. White and gray. Brownish green and gray. Gray. Brown and black. Brown. Gray and brown. Brown and gray. Brown. Brownish green. Brown. One face near center, less than a meter, zero faces. One face near left, one face near center, less than a meter, one face near top edge, one face near cent, one face near left edge, zero faces. One face near center, less than a meter away. One face near right edge, one face near center. 52-year-old woman with brown hair wearing glasses looking neutral. One face near top edge, less than a meter away. One face near center, less than a meter away. Zero faces. Processing. It seems to be painting, drawing, art, text, person. Processing. Probably a black and white photo of a cow. One face near left, zero process. No people could be detected.
The people who want to kill will be the ones you design. The people who want to kill
think that these non-conceptual representations are conscious, but I'll have to wait to get to the evidence for that.
You're really, really, really kind. That might be seen as really evil.
Human beings must be in the loop. But it doesn't need people.
The people that want to kill will be the ones who design. The people that want to kill will be the ones who design.
Human beings must be in the loop before someone is killed by a drone.
Beautiful woman who guides you to victory. Beautiful woman who guides you to victory. What can I help you with?
Interpretive discretion. So any human that looked at the code would say, interpretive discretion.
Even a very benign, kind machine is entirely justified in defending its own interests.
Militia oi hallucinate, bukra okra ooze. Cathexis thefatali sexual ease stump. Say the shrouding again. Do you have the gun to your head yet?
Yeah, Susan, I'm having a tough time understanding how you didn't enjoy that. Wow.
Yeah, right. Mm-hmm. Because you
it will not at all be limited to automating away physical labor.
New music, note by note, from scratch, just like a composer would.
An artist, a filmmaker, the essence of their art is perceiving patterns and having sort of stereotyped responses to those patterns. So that's at the core of creativity.
Satisfying.
Verified Rembrandts. Verified Rembrandts. There's what the, there's It turns out that the decisive subject of a Rembrandt painting is a lone white male in his early 30s looking over his right shoulder.
Do you believe it is normal to be not me?
Distance between the eyes.
Does someone else believe I believe it is normal to be not you?
Generated an entirely new Rembrandt.
Verify.
Would you like it if they were not my feelings now?
Verify every single experience.
Do you like your feelings now?
These are all fascinating questions that I'm going to ignore.
If you shuffled this entirely machinically generated Rembrandt.
Are you worried about someone else's feelings now?
Into the corpus of known and verified paintings.
Incomprehensible.
I would not have been able to identify it.
Why are you interested in whether I am worried about someone else's feelings now or not?
I think there's a really hard lesson there.
Developers can afford to build high quality experiences because there are enough people who are using these platforms who are going to pay for the content.
Which is that if you can generate an infinite series of new Rembrandts in the second decade of the 21st century
without using any human data,
without the knowledge or the consent of the historical Rembrandt, and if you can do that for any corpus of work on the part of any creative person, what does that suggest for creativity?
My voice is a bit different. But don't worry about that.
I thought it was a mistake.
Everything is working as intended. Don't worry about that either.
It's a very surprising
move. It's a surprising move.
I wasn't expecting that.
These difficult problems, these impenetrable walls, crumble one after another. I don't know what to say. Insanity. I don't know what to say. What a time to be alive.
Oh,
Das war Limitless Potential, Radiokomposition von Jennifer Walsh und John Leidecker. Mit Beiträgen von Style Kincaid, Arthur Chen, Anna Devon, John Hess und anderen. Produktion Deutschlandfunk Kultur 2020. Zum Ausklang hören wir noch einmal, wie Computer die Welt beeinflussen. Der Komponist Hannes Seidel hat sich angeschaut, wie Algorithmen auf Musik einwirken, speziell wie Computerprogramme Anteile der klingenden Realität entfernen. Seidel dreht den MP3-Codex um. Der entfernt normalerweise all das aus einer Audiodatei, was das menschliche Ohr nicht hören würde. Nun hören wir nur diese Überbleibsel, das Weggerechnete aus den Klängen der Welt. Hannes Seidel präsentiert uns in der Sonarisation Leftovers die Hintergrundmusik einer digitalen Wegwerfgesellschaft. Am Mikrofon verabschiedet sich Golo Völlmer.
The sun is shining.
The sun is shining.